This is Which Way to Paradise from Interlochen Public Radio.
I like Michigan, but I want to be a fudgy in Michigan. I want to only come here when it's beautiful and perfect.
A new series about struggle and promise up north.
All I do is work, fishing. Just work, fishing, friends, fishing. Is that clear for fishing?
We've heard a lot about Traverse City in recent weeks. Dreams of 9-story buildings and recording studios, and people are worried about what a Meyer store will do to the small town feel. But in Thompsonville, a town of about 450, they're worried about police protection and the fact that the only store in town is closing. Ron Oska says things got really bad in Thompsonville when heroin hit 5 years ago.
For a while, they were burying somebody once a year from an overdose.
He's experienced firsthand how poverty and drugs affect crime. IPR's Morgan Springer brings us his story.
Ron Oska wears a bright blue shirt and a baseball cap that says Carhartt Racing. He's a machinist. He fixes broken machines like snow blowers or lawnmowers. But he says business is non-existent.
Mostly because everything that they make anymore is built so cheap that it's not worth repairing.
Ron stands in his scrapyard with a steaming cup of coffee surrounded by Chevys. Chevy Nova, Chevy Camaro, Chevy Monte Carlo.
49 Chevy that I rescued from a farmer's field so it didn't get destroyed.
Some cars are skeletons of rusted metal. Others are ready to drive, like his daughter's drag racing Chevy. Ron also has a son. His son is biracial. He says after Barack Obama was elected president, the N-word came back and his son got the brunt of it. Ron says he got his kids into drag racing so they wouldn't get into trouble, because other than drugs, there isn't that much else to do in town. And drugs are a big concern for Ron.
I'll tell you this, in the last 13 years I've lived here, I've had $10,000 worth of vandalism from people stealing and smashing stuff. So it's almost $1,000 a year.
Ron moved here because the property was cheap. He needed it cheap because he's sick. He's been sick since he was 12. He has stiff person syndrome. It's this rare neurological disease where his muscles get progressively stiffer over time. It's hard to walk. But with cheap property come the problems that often haunt low-income areas, like the vandalism and theft Ron's talking about.
The lady across the street, she's widowed and she's older. She just had security lights put up because she was afraid to come home. Because one day she come home and there was a flashlight behind her garage. So she called me over. So I, being barely able to walk most of the time, I'm not going to go over there and fight somebody. So I just grabbed my rifle and went over there and chased them off. They didn't break in, but that house has been broken into twice. Hers has been broken in, attempted to break into once. And they've broken into my property once. And I actually caught the people that did it, took them to court. And unfortunately, you can't sue somebody that doesn't have any money. Yeah. And that was all fueled by drugs. Kids trying to get money for drugs.
Ron says in Thompsonville, you don't open your door without a gun after dark. And if you're a friend, you know to call before you come over. Ron says that's why people protect themselves.
Because, you know, there's no police presence at all.
It's not that there's no police presence, but it is limited. A sergeant at the Benzie County Sheriff's Department says with the small staff, the way patrolling typically works is they end up covering the areas they get calls in. So if they get a call in Thompsonville, they'll patrol Thompsonville. But if they get a call in Honor, they'll patrol there. The sergeant says he's not surprised that, in Thompsonville, someone would answer the door after dark with a rifle nearby. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.
For more stories from our series, Which Way to Paradise, go to iprnews.org.